them. No wife, no kids, just reeling them fish and twisting them lids. Got a good one on, that's my kind of fun. No time for talking, cause I gotta run. When you get tired of what your life's been dishing, just think of that saying, I'd rather be fishing.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio with the coach, Mike Moropoulos, and we have someone we haven't had on for... Well, I don't know how they say it down there—a dog's age—or it's been a little while. Now, when you hear the name and the name of the company, and you listen to the accent, you might be a little surprised. Tofila is actually just a young, you know, guy with a good-looking guy with short hair, and he's a fishing guide. But we'd love to have him on because he's got such interesting stories, and I like his accent. And of course, we all like New Orleans. Tofila, welcome to Fish Talk Radio.
Welcome, boy. What's happening, man? You say, accent? What you talking about? y'all the one with the accent, man. yeah, down the bayou, boy. It's been so long since there's coon ages down here. We say that.
Oh, that's right. It's been a coon age since.
Coon ages. I don't know what that exactly means, but it's a long time. Yeah, no doubt, man. No, what's been going on? We haven't awesome. Fishing or just talking about fishing?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do some of that. We're just a couple of guys that enjoy fishing sitting around the table talking about it. But I know there's a lot of people that have never had the experience that you have almost every day out in the bayou. And when you're not wrestling alligators, you're catching redfish.
Chasing nutria rats or raccoons. Yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
Hitting the bayou for redfish and speckled trout.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Give us a bit of an idea, because there's probably a lot of people that don't really quite understand. I've had the very fortunate circumstance to run into you a few years ago, and you took me out. And you can't, I mean, you can see the stuff on TV, but you just don't know until you see it. You know, the water's not deep, but it's kind of like everywhere, and you have to know where you are and where you're going. And it's kind of a, I don't know, I'd say it's a little bit like bass fishing, because you're not really sight fishing. You're just kind of throwing to where you think they might be and just keep throwing and throwing. But give us an idea, first of all, about Bourgeois Charters. Your name is Tofila Bourgeois. Is that correct?
That's correct, man. You're actually saying it correctly. That's
good. Okay.
Good.
Well, and it's Bourgeois Charters out of, what are you, about 40 miles south of New Orleans?
Actually, I'm 19 miles from the bridge, from the Giono Bridge. So I guess from the French Quarter, you say I'm probably about 23 miles from the French Quarter.
Okay, so when you
not that far.
When you get through catching redfish, you can always go to Bourbon Street.
Yeah, you'll get in trouble. Get in trouble right quick. That's no problem. Get you my big old famous hand grenades, a Pat O'Brien Hurricane, one of the two, man. But yeah, you're kind of describing the bayou. You're on the right track, but to give you a rough idea, that the bayou is like a labyrinth.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty crazy. It's no doubt. It's a lot of dead ends, a lot of crazy turns. It's very shallow water fishing. So I mean, our average water depth is about 2 foot deep that we fish in. So, and like you were saying, it's very similar to bass fishing. There's a lot of chunking. That's what we call it, just chunking, man. We're hitting the points and pockets, never really stopping, just keep constantly moving, throwing a lot of plastic baits. Right now, everything's starting to change. The spring's right around the corner. Time's getting ready to change. Spring is, you know, hopefully here. Y'all got some good weather. We got some good weather on us. I'm definitely tired of this north wind and these fronts. I'm ready to go. Since you've been down here, man, we added something very unique and different. Right now, I'm the only person on the Gulf Coast actually flying to the Chandelier Islands by seaplane. So that's
How cool is that?
I'm actually pilots. I'm the only one doing it. So it's just so you come down in the bayou. So from my place down the feet, like say just south of New Orleans, we could fly to the Chandelier Islands, which is pretty much it's always held its name since I've been a little kid. Everybody's always talking about the Chandeliers. I didn't know what they were talking about. Well, basically, what it is, it was our second national wildlife refuge in North America that Teddy Roosevelt put back in 1902.
Wow.
So it's very unique, very special place. I call it the Cajun Caribbean because it's when you get out there, no one's there. It's eel grass beds. You're 32 miles out in the Gulf of Mexico, and it's 55 miles of nothing but little Liberty Islands. It's straight, like a kind of runs like a half moon, a crescent, from Biloxi, Mississippi, all the way back to the mouth of the river.
Tofila. This is Mike. Give us a quick idea of of a day of your guiding? What, you know, your own personal movement, what you do in your guiding trips?
I got you. Well, first we get up and have this cold beer. But
okay.
What we do is we have a lodge here, just, you know, in the south of New Orleans. We sleep 52 people. So we have a chef, our own head chef. So we get up and no doubt have some good Cajun food for breakfast. And typically we'll run out by boat, if you're doing by boat or by plane. But by boat, typically it's a 15, 20-minute boat ride. You'll see on an average day probably 20, 30 alligators right now. So the marsh is full of wildlife. So there's a lot of birds still in from the winter months. If you're a bird person, there's plenty of that. There's plenty of wildlife. And our species that we concentrate on is redfish and speckled trout. And then right now in the marsh, we're catching bass also. So you'll catch a redfish, a bass, you know, speckled trout, sometimes a flounder, a black drum. So we got a pretty good mixed bag, man. And our limits are real liberal. Like on a speckled trout, you're allowed 25 speckled trout a person. On redfish, you're allowed 5 a person. And you're allowed 1 over 27 inches, which is considered a bull red. Now, out in Chandelier, where I've been flying out lately, it's mostly redfish, and the biggest problem I'm having out there, the redfish are too big. They're all over 20 pounds. So it's 20-pound to 40-pound fish, and you're only allowed to keep one over 27 inches. So, you know, it's a good problem to have. It's monster fish. It's
trying
all
to find some smaller ones, huh? Yeah.
You know? So it's
now,
pretty interesting.
The chandelier, is that in the Gulf, or is it part of the bayou? Or, okay, so it is actually kind of a separate island in the Gulf? Or just
it's
a
the
big
Gulf of Mexico. Yeah. It runs like a half a moon from the mouth of the river off the coast of Louisiana.
Yeah.
Shoots back towards Mobile, Alabama. That's kind of the angle it runs.
So it would be kind of like a big sandbar or something? Or?
Yeah, it's 55 miles of islands. It's a little bitty island, a break, a little island, a break. So, I mean, you can get a island hop. I just kind of fly around, find a good water, clear water, schools of fish, drop down in them, and party.
Wow. And now, I hope you're not flying the airplane, are you?
Yeah, I'm the only pilot doing it right now.
You're flying the airplane? Oh my gosh!
I've actually been flying for 7 years.
Yeah.
So I just want to incorporate it into the business.
Okay.
So right now, like, if you want to be really unique and come down to Bayou and
enjoy just to clarify, you're serving the beer, right?
Yeah, I don't drink. I always make people believe I drink, but I don't drink. My dad drunk enough for two generations.
But you don't need, you don't need to drink. You,
yeah,
it's all natural for you.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Life shit, man. I like having fun. So no doubt. Flying's been always my passion since I've been about 5 years old. So I mean, you incorporate that with fishing.
Gosh, that sounds great.
It's hard to beat. Yeah, you get time. You know, go to the website, check it out. I always put up to date pictures and videos off the plane.
Now, the water out at the Chandelier Islands. How deep is that?
We wait fishing. We fly in. I land out probably about a quarter mile off the beach. I taxi in and anchor off probably about 50 feet from the beach.
Okay.
And then we just walk into knee deep of water.
So it's salt water you're fishing in.
Oh yeah, it's salt water. It's all salt water. So right now we wade fishing, and honestly, when I bring people out there, it's mostly all top water action. I don't, the fish are huge, so we want to experience a big hit, a big fight. You know, you get a 30-pound fish on that. That's a 30-minute fight. You're standing in knee deep of water, and actually, what I'm gonna start doing, I just signed up for my IGFA, and there's a lot of world records that need to be broke. I really feel now that I have advantage to fly out to these remote areas and say, handpick these big fish, I really want to start pursuing some world records because there's a lot out there to be had.
Well, maybe Mike and I will come and help you out. But anyway, we're getting a little short on time. We want to make sure we got all your contact information.
Yeah, well, you just went to the website, man, NewOrleansFishing.com. That's the best way to go. You think you're coming down to New Orleans and fishing, NewOrleansFishing.com, that's us. If you mess with Facebook, Bourgeois Fishing Charters on Facebook, you could be friends on that, or just the old-fashioned way, which is the telephone, which is the 504-341-5614.
Okay.
You give us a call, and we get you out on the bayou, man.
Hey, does that sound like fun, Mike?
That sounds like fun.
There's not a lot of
people.
I'm tired.
Y'all talking about fishing too much. Y'all not fishing enough, man. Y'all sitting there.
Well, you know, it doesn't sound too good, but I like the food at the camp. The the red beans and sausage.
The gumbo and jambalaya and all that good stuff. Black and red fish.
Black and red fish. Yeah. Okay. All right. Till Phil, we got to go. Thank you. You've been delightful. We're going to have to try and get that back on. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. We'll be right back with you.
Lake Cochuma is a California treasure. Bald eagles, deer, egrets, foxes, wild turkeys play on the banks and in the trees. Red ear, bluegill, bass, and catfish inhabit the waters. Rainbow trout are planted on a regular basis and easily caught from boat or shore. Lake Cochuma Boat Rentals is a key to a successful day on the lake. Call 805-688-4040 for information. Tackle, skiff, or pontoon boat rental. Call Craig at 688-4040, 20 minutes north of Santa Barbara. Cochuma Boat Rentals for a day to remember.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Please, I'd rather be fishing. Yeah. I'd rather be fishing.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio with the coach, Mike Moropoulos, and we just got finished with a segment with Tophil Bourgeois from Bourgeois Fishing Charters in New Orleans. Yeah, was that, is that fun or what, Mike?
I'm tired. I'm tired.
Okay, but if we want to talk about fishing, we've probably got the man that knows more than almost anybody else,
hey,
because that's what he does. Go ahead. Terrence, go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Bart Hall.
Oh! No, Bart's coming up. Bart's, Bart's coming up.
Are you doing it?
Are you with Bart right now?
No, I'm
okay.
Outside, actually.
No. You're good.
Get we're gonna silence.
Yeah, now we're going to get Bart on in a couple of minutes. But right now we want to talk to you. And then we're going to also talk to Minerva and Cabo San Lucas. And I don't know how much information that you do from 9762. And I know you cover everywhere. But
we try to cover all the way from San Francisco all the way down to Panama. So.
Okay.
A little bit in between everywhere. It's not as prevalent as the Southern California market right now. We're really geared up for the Southern California market with rock fishing going full speed and everybody getting their fishing poles out and getting back to it.
Right. Well, you know, I never know what I'm going to say when I walk into the studio, and so it probably shows. But, you know, whatever sounds good, let's talk about it. But you mentioned something about Panama. I've always wanted to fish Panama. I fish Costa Rica. I've always wanted to fish Panama, but you've got the canal which goes from the Caribbean over to the Pacific and goes through Lake Gatun, but the fishing, and from what I understand, the best fishing is in the Pacific, but it's not that easy. It's not like you go down to Cabo San Lucas and get on a boat and go out, because do you know anything about fishing in Panama, Terrence?
Absolutely. It's getting a lot easier. It's not as difficult as you may think it is. There's a lot of local operations there, and there's a lot of expats that have moved down there and started charter operations. The Independence, one of the bigger boats from San Diego, has continuously gone down to Panama and fished that Pacific side.
I didn't know
that. The Royal Star was kind of the innovator in that market and doing it first, and I got an opportunity to go down there, and I can tell you firsthand that whether you're fishing off the beach, inshore, offshore, you're fishing in the canal or off the streams, it's pretty epic. There's a lot of stuff to target and plenty of you won't have enough free time to go fishing.
Wow.
If that makes sense.
No, I think that's incredibly interesting. Because I didn't know that. And the thing about the San Diego long range fleet, I mean, that's long range. That's got to be 2,000 miles, or how far is that? It's a long, long ways.
Yeah, typically they're gonna take the boat down there, and then they're gonna fish 8-day trips. So you'd fly into Panama City, and then taking off from right there. And it's nostalgic. You get to see the locks and the Panama Canal, and then you get to travel out Panama. Does mean an abundance of fish, so there is a ton of fish out there, whether it's inshore or offshore. Some of the best inshore fishing, island fishing for Jack Trevally, and blue trevally and snook and dogtooth snapper that I've ever seen. It's one of my destinations to go back on the bucket list.
Wow. Well, now you got me going. I had no idea. I had no idea, especially when the long-range boats out of San Diego. What time of the year do they do that?
Typically, it's the beginning, I'm going to say March, April, May, right in there. That area is when you want to target that fishery. January, February, March is the big tuna fishery down there. And there is a pretty substantial tuna fishery with some pretty big fish down there. You just got to get on them at the right time, just like any other fishing.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, first of all, we do need to talk about 976 tuna, but do you have a time to give us a little bit of a rundown on some of the other stuff you're seeing happening around?
Southern California is just alive with life right now. Unfortunately, the weather's fluctuating. Other than that, I mean, we're game on. From San Diego all the way up to the Channel Islands, rock fishing is as good as it gets. Our local waters... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Terrence, this is Mike. You know, you mentioned that your coverage is from San Francisco all clear on down to Panama. With the opening of rock fishing, it's just down here now. Do you think some of those people up in the northern part of the state are coming down here and taking advantage of our open season?
There are a select few go down and visit Channel Islands, and that fishery right there is just phenomenal. Yeah. Big rock fish and lots of them. It's plentiful. But for the majority, I think they stick until opening day. They've got their local rocks off their coast that they fish, and they do very well up there. It's kind of a secret, actually. Their fishery in Northern California above San Francisco is a very quiet fishery, and it's an epic fishery.
Now, they open up in May, I think, don't they, like in San Francisco? The northern.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, boy, ours is raging, isn't it?
Ours is raging, and you know, we got a tremendous amount of reds, and the Department of Fish and Game has made a couple of intelligent decisions as far as fisheries go, with opening up the Boccaccio to a three fish limit to two, and that eliminates waste, and they've done some other things in the Cowcod closure and allowing us to have reds. So, you know, not a bad thing. There's a lot of red snapper out there right now, and that's the best table fare in my book.
Yeah. Hey, Terrence, we have a little bit of a surprise for you. We just talked about fishing in Panama and all the way down to San Francisco, but we're going to give you the pleasure of joining in a conversation with probably the queen of the charter sport fishing business in Cabo San Lucas, if not all of Baja. She certainly has the finest store and the finest fleet. And Minerva, right downtown from Cabo San Lucas, is joining us right now. And I just thought it'd be kind of fun to bring her on and leave you on, because you don't get that much opportunity to talk to her. Minerva?
Excellent. Hi, my best to all of you. What a surprise.
Yes, it is. And, you know, just to kind of start it off a little bit, in most of the United States, it's been a pretty cool winter. But following what's been happening down in southern Baja, it's just doesn't seem like it ever happened. You got a little bit of wind down there and even some unseasonal rain. But it sounds like the fishing just never slowed down. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, it hasn't slowed down, John. It's been absolutely beautiful. And today we've got, you know, just barely at 80 degrees air temperature and 72 degree water temperature. Yesterday we had a nice, warm, high 80 day. It's just absolutely beautiful. The fishing continues to be phenomenal. We want to really encourage your listeners to, if they're thinking about a vacation, they might want to consider Cabo San Lucas for this time of the year. And like you said, we've just been unusually blessed by the fishing gods with great, great fishing.
Minerva, this is Mike. What can we be looking for now? It's March. Spring's coming up, of course. Water and temperature, air temperature is warming up. What can we look forward to as far as the fish, the runs? What kind of fish are we expecting in?
Well, we're already catching nice, beautiful tunas. Some of the schools are about 20 pounds, and some of the schools are even larger, like a 50-pound school of tunas. And we're getting them anywhere from the San Jaime Bank all the way to the other side of the 95, which is kind of like a little circumference around the tip of Baja. We're also catching wonderful, wonderful Sierra mackerel from the shore and on the inshore fishing. It's just really, really great bite. We're having lots of little Sierra tournaments. And I tell you, for the billfish, we are really seeing lots of schools of billfish. They are, though, not aggressive. They are not coming after the bait. You've really got to work them, but you can visually see them on the surface of the water. And we can't forget that 1,000-pound fish that was caught a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that'll be at the whole show, too. Terrence, you don't get this opportunity very often. I know that you've been to Cabo San Lucas, and if you've been downtown to the Baja Tackle, Minerva?
Baja Tackle.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely incredible. But, Terrence, why don't you take the opportunity to find out some information from Minerva, if you're still there. Well, our intentions were good.
Terrence,
you,
say hi.
I'm sorry, Terrence, are you there?
Yeah, did you guys ask me a question? I'm sorry.
Well, no. I said you don't get much of an opportunity. You only got about 2 minutes if you want to talk to Minerva.
Yeah, no, I think I'm good. I'm going to go into the Fred Hall show, and I know Minerva does a top-rate operation down there, and I look forward to come visiting her.
Okay,
me
sounds
too,
good.
Me too, Terrence. Come on in, because I have a wonderful T-shirt for you.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, it's always nice to hear from all of you down there. I know what a great job you do, and my husband was down there, and he just thinks the world of the Panamanians and stuff. So, it's always nice to give a shout-out to you.
Okay. Well, Terrence is at 976 Tuna, which is probably the premier website for fishing information in the western United States, if not more. And the website, Terrence, is?
976tuna.com.
There you go, 976tuna.com. Okay, we'll let you go. Thank you, Terrence. Minerva, you're still there.
You guys have a good day.
All righty.
Yes, I am here with you.
Okay, well, we've got less than a minute left, but before we forget, let's give your plug, which your website is
www.minervas.com, and you can find us on Facebook too.
That's real easy. And of course, if you can't spell Minerva, it's not all that difficult. It's MINERVAS.com. Okay.
Give us all some of that enthusiasm. Pass it on.
There you go. Oh, no, this is awesome.
Easy. I'm just loving it down here right now.
Yeah, understandable. And like I said, there's still some big, huge fish swimming around out there that haven't yet to be caught. So every time you break a record, you think, gosh, is that as big as they get? Well, we don't know yet, do we?
No, that's right. And then the old story. It just keeps growing and growing, because the old story is if there was a world record out there, there's one bigger.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's how everybody thinks. They go, you can beat that. If they're that big, there's one bigger.
Sometimes. Thank you, Minerva. We got to go. Appreciate that very much. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio, and we're going to be right back with you. Thank you, Minerva.
West Marine covers Southern California with convenient locations for all your boating and fishing needs. The new superstore on Shelter Island in San Diego, nearly a block in length, has West Marine's largest saltwater fishing selection on the West Coast. This is the world's largest marine store, located one block from Shelter Island Drive at 1250 Rosecrans. Not only stocked to the gills, the staff has selected fishing experts in what to buy, plus how and where to use it. For boating, fishing, and water sports, this is the ultimate. West Marine.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. 250 slip marina and white sands. Enjoy two signature restaurants. Clatter fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
Sleep, train, go fishing.
Let's go fishing. Mike Moropoulos in studio with us today. We have the man of the day. Right now we actually have Bart Hall on the line, who's been down at the Fred Hall show for a couple of days. And I really appreciate you taking a little bit of time to stop and talk to us a little bit, Bart. But, but let's go ahead and jump right into it. I know that it just keeps getting better and better. And for some reason, you seem to just keep growing and making things bigger. Do you want to give us an idea about, you know, some of the stuff that you see this year that you have and maybe some things that might be a little new?
Well, first of all, the show this year is absolutely gorgeous. It's beautiful. The seminar areas have all been upgraded into theater-style areas. We have the sports arena is entirely filled with boats, not boats of every kind, all the way out, beautiful displays with carpeting and lights, and it's amazing. Pontoon boats, tow boats, fishing boats, cruisers, inflatables, skiffs, tongas, aluminum. There's even some campers. The sports arena is just gorgeous. People, you know, be spending more time there than I remember. That side.
Okay.
At opening each day.
Bart, your cell phone's breaking up a little bit, but I can certainly understand that. But we're going to continue on this and see if it gets a little bit better. But if anybody doesn't know, it's in full swing, and it starts Saturday. What time is it open today on Saturday?
Probably 10. No, I'm not sure, ten,
yeah.
John.
Yeah, no, we've been open since it's at 10 o'clock, at 10 to 9 on Saturday, and
right.
10 to 7 on Sunday.
Right,
yeah.
So plenty of time to get down there and check it out. Then, of course, you got tomorrow also. But anyway, it sounds like it just keeps getting bigger and better. But could you get down to maybe some specifics as far as some of the trends in the industry that you're seeing coming into from the manufacturers and the retailers at the show?
Well, can you hear me? Because I can move to another location.
Well, you're breaking up a little bit, but keep going.
Well okay. I have to boost myself out of this chair because I want to talk. I want to be heard.
There you go. Okay, it's better already.
I'm going out here where there's people walking around, so it's going to get a little noisy.
Not a problem.
That means the show.
But what we see going on is that manufacturers are really stiffing up their booths and making their presentations better. Everybody's competing for your business. So you'll see these factory displays are just gorgeous this year, and they've all got all their stuff. They bring everything here. Not all the dealers always carry everything, but the factories have their whole line in here. You come down and see every Seeker rod there is here. You know, you can come down and see every Shimano product made here. So it's just it's endless, and we see a lot of stuff. There's quite a bit of dive activity here, particularly free diving and spear diving, spear fishing from free diving. That's really something that's kind of taken over the north end of the convention center. People seem to like to do that, and we accommodate that. And so you've got yourself a boat show in the sports arena. You've got the largest fishing show in the country, the largest boat show in California, and the largest travel show in California. We've got hundreds of destination resorts represented here. We have a dive section. We have camping. We have these beautiful seminar areas. The Eastern Sierra has a special seminar area this year with Tim Alpers is down here. And you know, it's amazing. We're doing a great job.
You know, Bart, this is Mike, and I'm listening hard, and I hear what you're saying about the show, but maybe coming from somebody else, it is a fantastic show. And I earlier in the said that it's a phenomenon. I can say that, and I can really endorse the show. But Bart, it's such a great phenomenon for those people that just walk around and look and talk. I've never seen so many people enjoying themselves, to be honest.
But, you know, I tend to take it for granted because I've lived with it growing from small to giant. But when I'm here and I see new exhibitors and I'll pick them up and I'll take them in a golf cart over to their booth and go, oh, my God, this thing is huge. I had no idea. God, this is enormous. I'm going, yeah, I guess it is. I kind of take it for granted. I guess it is enormous.
Yeah. Bart has his own customized golf cart that he goes cruising around in.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty.
I go to other events and across the country and around the world, actually, because that's my job. And I've never seen anything like this. This is this is totally unique, this Long Beach show. There's nothing like it.
Well, it's pretty easy for us to endorse that. I mean, from day one, and I was there, but it's just so easy to tell people, hey, you ought to go. Just go see that show. Get on down there Saturday afternoon and take it in and watch people. It's a great people watching.
It takes a full Saturday. I mean, you can't do this show in a day. We're doing 400 seminars in 5 days, you know?
Well, you know,
you can spend all day here on Saturday. And on Sunday, we're open a long time, too. Mm-hmm. We're open tomorrow from 10 to 7, so it's a long day.
Bart, this is the time of the year, you know, when the sports exposition and sports shows around the country, you know, start happening. But the biggest and the best, and I think the one that people really look forward to, is actually the real opening of fishing in California is the Hall Show in Long Beach, because that's usually, you know, starts when the time's going to change pretty quick, the weather's coming up. You know, and always looking at white sea bass showing up right after the Hall Show. That's may not always be true, but that's Mike, isn't that the?
I think that's true. It's like our opening day for everyone.
Right.
You know? Yeah, it really is. It starts. Start asking early. Hey, when is it? They want to know. They want to celebrate.
And there's no better way to kick it off than go down there. And not only the stuff that the manufacturers are showing us, you have a lot of retailers down there, too, that are putting some stuff out. That if you want to get geared up for some of this fishing, you can certainly do it.
You can buy anything you want down here. Anything in the fishing, boating, hunting, travel business, dive business, it's all here. And it's just great. And they've done a really nice job with this convention center, too. They've really spiffed it up quite a bit. So we're the beneficiary of that. So It's a really nice looking show. This is the prettiest show I've ever produced. I'm really proud of this one.
Boy, I tell you, Bart, it's great to hear that. When you say that, boy, that means something to me, because I've seen a lot of them, and it really is a celebration, as John was just saying. It's our opening. Everybody's talking about it, gets excited about it, I am impressed with the retail aspect of it, too. I see people walking around carrying rods and bags with stuff in it, and I'm always kind of surprised at that, but it happens.
Yeah, they do, and you know, you can come here, you can spend all day and have a great time and spend nothing, or you can come here and find everything you want. It's all right here. It's just it's an amazing little event, and you know, my father always used to say, call it a happening. You know, well, this is definitely a happening. There's no way to have planned how this thing evolved over the last 67 years. It just has had kind of a life of its own. We try to force it to go in certain directions, but it ends up taking its own path most of the time.
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys have to feel that it really is a service to our people that are interested in the field. It is really a true service that you guys should be very proud of, besides a business venture, but it's something that you provide for us, and boy, do we appreciate it.
Well, you think about it, if you're into the sports of fishing or hunting or boating, it's pretty much a solitary deal, or you're doing it with your family. You know, there's four or five or six of you. Or maybe you go on a party boat and there's 30 of you. All of a sudden you get in the room and there's 20,000 people next to you that day, and you go, wow, this is kind of cool. It validates the things that you like, you know?
Yeah. So, by the way, do you have any of the long-range boats down at the show this year?
Yeah, all of the long-range boats are represented, or most of the long-range boats are represented. There might be a few that aren't represented. Mm-hmm. I think they're all here. And the Independence is down across the way. You can just get your hand stamped and walk across the Hyatt Bridge. It's about 100 yards, and you walk down to the harbor there, and you walk right onto the Independence. You can walk on one of the finest long-range boats there is and just kind of look around and get the feel of what it's like to be out on one of those vessels for 8 or 15 days.
Right. Well, you know what's interesting, Bart, is we had Terrence from 9762 on a little bit earlier, and we were talking about Panama. I had no idea that the Independence and the Royal Polaris and some of those boats actually go all the way down to fish there.
I didn't either, John. Thanks for telling me.
Yeah, it's like, whoa. I mean, well, the thing is when we were talking about the long-range fleet out of San Diego, basically they're kind of small cruise ships that are specialized in sport fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, they are.
Unless you get the opportunity to actually get on one and walk around and see what it's all like, it's pretty hard to comprehend. But certainly another good reason to get down there. And if anybody does want some more information, Bart, let's go ahead and give them your website information. And I know that as busy as you are, you're probably not going to get through to give Bart a call, but we appreciate you taking the time for us. But your website is?
FredHall.com.
FredHall.com? Well, that's easy.
FredHall.com, yeah.
And you do have another, if you can't make this one, there's another coming up towards the end of the month in San Diego. What's the dates on that?
The dates in San Diego are February 21st to the 24th, and
perfect.
This is the earliest we've ever been sold out of the San Diego show, ever in our history.
Hey, you know what? It looks like things are starting to come back, Bart.
Yeah.
That's very
yeah.
encouraging. Okay, yeah. Bart, we appreciate you tuning in. We thank you very much, and we'll be talking to you real soon. You're listening
okay.
to Fish Talk Radio. We'll be right back with you.